Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. Winter on a yo-yo? Yes. Another Northwoods meltdown slipped in on the territory just when we thought Mr. Cold and Blustery had things under control. He just can't get a grip and starts that slip-sliding around with way too much ease. Folks out the trail are none too happy. This atypical weather nonsense is playing havoc with thickening ice on the big lakes out this way. Saganagaw and Gunflint Lakes remain quite iffy, safety-wise, as the lake trout opener hits. Over the past week, there's been considerable splitting on the ice on Gunflint. In fact, looking down on the old gal from high up on the ridge, she took on the look of a gigantic jigsaw puzzle. It might be blamed on air pressure exerted from those violent winds of several days ago. Whatever the cause, water seepage in all these seams has left plenty of slush and even some standing water in a number of places. Meanwhile, the smaller bodies, frozen for weeks, have more than enough safe ice, but they may not offer the favorite trout fishing holes of the Big Mama cousins. For sure, I would hope that common sense prevails with regard to driving one's vehicle onto the lake, like many do to set up Trout City at the west end of the Gunflint Gal. A mid-tail report came to me about some unusual avian hanging out. It seems that the red poles have moved in mass, to at least one feeder. Among them was an albino red pole. It seems somewhat contradictory to call it a white red pole, but a digital computer image confirmed it was what it was. Then another, unusually marked Lady Pine Grosbeak, showed up at the same feeder. This little gal was brightly colored about the head and breast, as opposed to the typical muted gold head and gray-brown body. If she hadn't been hanging out with her brethren, she might have easily been mistaken for a parrot with her coat of many-colored feathers. The Gunflint Loon Lake Wolf Pack has been making a number of nightly sojourns around this neck of the woods. Late one evening, they stopped by on the ridge above Wildersmith and entertained us with a lengthy choral interlude. Their performance was a howling success and needed no amplifying to be easily heard in spite of the house being buttoned up tight against the cold. What a neat treat. Speaking more to Northwood's adventure, the great warrior howling was fitting on a spectacular clear night when the waxing wolf great spirit moon had things lit up in an iridescent blue snow landscape. Talk about romance of the wilderness. These moments couldn't have been any better. Although yours truly has not seen the Aurora Borealis lately, I'm always anxious to learn more about this heavenly phenomenon. If one is interested in learning more, there's a great writing about Northern Lights in the latest edition of Minnesota Conservation Volunteer. The author puts scientific technical information into easily understood terms. When it turns cold enough again that it requires cuddling up with some good reading, that same periodical has a couple informative articles on fox and fishers, which are members of Mother Nature's clan around here. And lastly, a night trip down the trail last week found a moose trifecta. They were observed getting their licks off the salty road, just above the Laurentian Divide overlook. Must have been tasty, too, because they're out again on the way back up. Only this time, all that was observed was their back halves as they scurried into the forest. Then I just heard about another traveling party that came upon a small herd of 10, also out getting their sodium indulgence. This is really good news. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor some good thoughts for snow.